The vehicle pulled up alongside the three men. The driver studied them for a moment, his eyes hidden behind sunglasses, his face shaded by the side brim of his tilted campaign hat. The sunglasses and hats were part of the security forces' standard uniform. "Kane."
"Yes?"
"The old man wants to see you," he said. "Down at the main house." Slick's even white teeth were exposed by a humorless smile. "Well, maybe they found some work for us after all. Colonel Morgan says you are to come down right away." The uniform driver used Morgan's name as if it were a substitute title for God. "Get in," he commanded.
"We'll walk, thanks just the same," Kane said quietly.
"The colonel said right away," the driver protested.
"We'll walk," Kane repeated.
"Now look." "Get your ass out of here," Soldier snapped, his voice crackling with sudden anger. "You heard, Kane. We'll walk." The big German, his large meaty hands curling into fists, began to walk slowly toward the car. The young driver stared at the rugged face of the German. Soldier's face gave mute testimony of a multitude of fights, from the broken twisted nose to the slashes of scar tissue about the cheeks and eyebrows. Below the awesome face, massive neck muscles bulged out of the open neckline.